It's episode 193, and we've got plugins for getting visitors to provide you a backlink, restricting system edits, custom Twitter integration, site font roulette, and a great new WordPress plugin to support a ticket system. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back here with everyone today.
And it's great to be back after the Canadian Thanksgiving long weekend, and I earned my Thanksgiving dinner this week by running my first 8K race in the Good Life Marathon Fitness 8K road race here in Victoria.
Very nice. Very nice. Good accomplishment. And how did you place amongst the pack?
I placed in the top third, actually.
Beautiful.
Out of 2,500, I placed 960, I think it was.
Very nice.
You know, to me, that's quite an accomplishment, considering I really only started running back at the beginning of June this year.
Yeah, that's a heck of an accomplishment. I hope one day to put that on my bucket list, maybe to do myself.
So anyway, we have the usual great show for you. So right off the top, let's get some of the things out of the way. Don't forget you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time for a review on Stitcher Radio or in the iTunes Store.
Absolutely right. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people fix their broken website. So if you break it, I fix it. Emergency support. Or if you're looking to save yourself some money while setting up your WordPress website, I do consulting to help you choose that right set of plugins and themes so you don't go wrong in the beginning. Give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And yeah, John, I just want to preface that too with, who else would you want to hire other than a guy who pretty much does plugins full time as far as evaluating them? I think John and I would know, you know, more than almost anybody else as far as what plugin would get you there. So I encourage you to take advantage of John's services. And I also encourage you to take advantage of GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295. I'm going to keep saying it until you use it. It's $2.95.com domain names. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. No link required, nothing like that. Share it with your friends. GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295.
That's a great deal on a plugin, on a domain name. All right, and so what have we got in the world of news this week?
Hey, I just wanted to announce, formally to everybody that I just started writing over at the GoDaddy Garage. So if you go to garage.godaddy.com, I started blogging over there, and I did a new blog post about fall essential cleanup tips for your WordPress site. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners will get some benefit out of that.
No doubt about that. I read the article. It was actually quite interesting. I love the way you peppered in the entertainment with it at the same time as education.
Yeah, actually, I'll let listeners in on a secret, just kind of a behind the stage about that particular post. I had really no idea what I was going to write for that particular post. And my wife and I were out driving, and a landscape truck, pickup truck, pulled right next to us with all of the landscaping tools and implementations and, you know, a couple bales of cut thatch and stuff like that. And I thought, boy, that's really interesting that these guys are doing this now and doing it around the country. So why not kind of make a thematic post around that with plugins? So it was a lot of fun to make that, and it was fun to kind of ride out that inspiration too.
Yeah, it turned out great. So make sure you check it out, folks. We've got a link in the show notes to it. All right. So I guess it's time we head off into the meat and potatoes time, eh?
Or time for plug-in land.
Turkey and gravy.
There you go.
Okay, off we go. All right, first plugin I have this week is one to help display Twitter in your sidebar much cleaner and cleaner and easier. It's called JetTweet. And with all the changes Twitter has made to its API over the last year or so, I used to have a handful of different Twitter sidebar plugins, but just about every one of them broke along the way, and the developers never brought them back up to date. So I've had to do some research, and I've come up with a couple of them, but this is one that I've been using recently, JetTweet. It's a great Twitter feed plugin. It allows you to display all the information once you get your OAuth code from Twitter and set up the consumer key and everything else. That's a bit of a pain, but worth the effort. You can display the Twitter feed in your sidebar from multiple areas. You can go in and grab it from a user timeline, user mentions, individual tweets, the home timeline. You can combine stuff. You can limit it. You can set it on number of tweets. You can have them revolve around instead of having a list. A lot of different functionality to it, along with a little bit of CSS tweaking, you can customize it and make it fit right into your site very beautifully. So I found this to be a really great one. And if you opt for the premium version of the plugin, you get even a few more features for controlling the way it looks and feels on your site, such as images and other such. So anyway, check out the free version. I myself using the pro version, but I still give it a 4 Dragon rating. JetTweet is what it's called.
Yeah, you know, when Twitter changed that API thing, I think it messed everything up.
It broke everything all across
the web. It used to be so much nicer. Mm-hmm. And forget it. Twitter, you can go pound sand. The bird is tweeting just... I never mind.
Fail whale back. Fail whale.
All right. My first plug-in today is something that I think almost everybody could use. If you have a system that... you don't want anybody else to modify that has access to it. This one is called System Edit Restriction. And quite simply, it allows you to lock it down so that no one will be able to edit or modify any kind of system files. We're talking theme files, plugins, anywhere out of the dashboard. The only way you could ever do it would be with FTP. So this completely secures your site as far as people coming in and logging in and modifying theme or system files or plugin files or things like that, even if they have administrative access. So it's a great way to make sure that nobody screws up your site. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's very nice. That's an excellent security plugin to prevent it, because one of the biggest things that hackers do when they access your site is they go in through the edit windows and start editing the files to insert their junk.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So this totally, completely prevents that editing capability from occurring. The only way they can do it is if they have FTP access to your files.
Yeah. Excellent. I like that one. I'm going to add that to my security list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one I have here is called Widget CSS Classes. Now, sooner or later, while you're working on your website, you're going to need to customize the way a widget looks, displays. You're going to have to move it around, do something with it. And you can do that, of course, with WordPress standard. You just got to go in and find out what instance of widget is running and dig through the code. It takes a little bit more work. This plugin makes that task so much easier. You install it, activate it, go into the widget itself, and you've got a new field there where you can enter a custom CSS class name. And you enter that class name, then you just go write your custom CSS code for that class, and boom, it's all done. It moves it all around, allows you to tweak and fine-tune a widget, do such things as when the widgets are stacked in the header, and you want to move that widget off to the left a little bit and have two widgets side by side. Hey, little CSS can do that with a custom class. So this plugin was great, simple, easy. I love it when they work the way they're supposed to, so we had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating.
Yeah, I like them when they work like they're supposed to. If they all did that, we'd be out of a gig, John.
Well, you know, Not necessarily.
That's true.
There's always lots of times where we have the same plugins doing the same thing, but slightly different.
There you go. Well, that's true. Well, you know, if there are things that are broken and not completely perfect, like John's last plugin, perhaps you want to implement a support ticket system on your website. Now, there's a couple of them out there that are really good, and there's a few of them that are premium by WPMU and things like that. This one is called JS Support Ticket. It is a completely open source ticket system, so it's really easy to use, really easy to set up, and it's just a web-based consumer support system that can track create a ticket right from the front end, so anybody that logs in can create a support ticket. And it has a lot of features that a lot of the paid support ticket systems out there have. And this one is completely free. There is no premium version. It just rocks right out of the repository, which is cool. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I'm considering putting a support ticket system into my site. So this might be something to look into, because all the other ones have not been what I wanted.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Definitely give that one a check out. Okay, now, this one here is just plain fun. I mean, first question, what is the most loved, hated font in the designer world? Everyone knows that one, right?
Yeah, Wingdings.
Okay, second loved. This plugin's called Comic Sans Roulette. So if you're in the design world, you know what Comic Sans font is. Sometimes we think it was a font that was made as a joke, but it is like the most irritating font in the world. But this plugin is just plain funny. You just install it and activate it, and 1 out of 10 times when a web page loads, all the fonts on the page turn into Comic Sans.
Ooh.
To give it that wonderful design appeal.
I wonder if Google gives you bonus points for that.
For Comic Sans? No, Comic Sans was created by Microsoft.
Oh, Bing loves it.
Bing loves it. Google says, ooh, bad, Comic Sans.
That's funny. I never considered fonts as part of a ranking algorithm. I wonder if they even look at that.
I highly doubt it, but you never know. All right, anyway, check it out. I gave it a 4 dragon rating because it does work and it is just plain fun.
All right. Nice. Yeah, that's an interesting question. And I bet if you use Google fonts, I bet Google notices.
Well, of course they do, because then you get tagged every time you pull the font from their repository.
That's right. All right, let's wrap it all up here. This one's kind of cool. I've been looking for a way, actually, to get listeners to link to us. All of you have WordPress blogs out there somewhere, and I'd love to increase the backlink count that goes to wppluginsa-to-z.com. So I've been testing out a couple of different options to do that, and one of them is this particular plugin. It is called Link to Us. And it simply allows you to create kind of an SEO-style widget where someone can go through and it redirects them to tell how they can link to you. And it lets you control kind of the anchor text and what goes on as far as the link itself. For those of you out there that have done link reports on yourself and you look at and see what words people actually highlight in the link when they link to you, the anchor text, it's sort of amusing sometimes. So make sure that you kind of control that. And to do that, you can use a plugin like this. So it's called Link to Us. It's an SEO widget based plugin that allows you to request links from other people. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's kind of harkened back to the early days of the web when you used to put up your piece of code to say, copy and paste this onto your website.
Yeah, exactly. So that's exactly what it does, is it provides all that functionality. Like I said, I'm testing it out. I didn't really like the CSS part about it, but maybe I might use that plugin that you have. I talked about the CSS, yeah.
Customize it.
And see if I can get it working a little bit better. Maybe I can make my own version that's 5 out of 5. Who knows?
Never know. All right, well, that kind of wraps it up. I covered up in this one JetTweet, which I gave a 4 rating to, the widget CSS class, which I gave a 5 rating to, and then just for fun, go change that font to Comic Sans, which I gave a 4 rating to.
And I rated System Edit Restriction, which allows you to lock down your system so that no one can edit your theme or plugin files from the back end without FTP access. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. We talked about JS Support Ticket, which I thought was great. It is free, and it is a perfect 5 out of 5. And I talked about Link to Us, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, and of course, commercial time. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out canadastockphoto.com. Some great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. Very affordable, and well, they're not added to daily at the moment, but they're being added to on a fairly regular basis. Check them out. Good price stock photos for your website. canadastockphoto.com.
And one more GoDaddy promotional code, PLUGIN30. That'll give you an instant 30% savings off your entire new order. Just enter promo code PLUGIN30 at checkout and save. And that includes 30% off hosting or SSL certificates or any new product at GoDaddy. Enter promo code PLUGIN30 and save.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd appreciate those reviews on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or just drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And I just redesigned the WordPress radio site, so give that a check out at wpr.fm. You can find all of our shows there as well. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsA to Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.